Log Talk Radio. Fire for them. Fifth child, holla back, grit style. Film nigga in all this bumper cloud now, man. We love.
I'm a little film nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, we bring my fire, man, burning up your soul.
Fire.
When me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little film nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, we bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people, and such a heavy load. Donovan, man, we come fi rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch a cracker them fi stumble. Steel pon this set, watch a pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion, and me king in the jungle. Big up ganja hustle, up me nice in the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers them fi crumble. Man now we go, so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal in be trampled, bust enough shot from me big black rifle, me mash it up. Look at pussy boy, them still humble. Black power gangsta, Babylon we rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the back, cause on the land, man, you stumble. Creeping out the dark, a Philly pig gets a shot too. Slave master murder when a field nigga spot you. Me hot crew, come with Maroon, now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, King be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black got it come through, me mash it up. King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set, now a man we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman dem a stole it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, me bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, me bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fight to be me people in such a heavy load.
I'm a 5-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Field nigga be the king and the king be God and man. Sit my crown to the side cause I reside in the ghetto fam. Holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend pissing out your mouth clown. Snitching to the pigs again. Now run go tell him I turn on the hell on the mind and we coming for bomb him again. Black too big and sit too big with field nigga that my friend. King stop me the black dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts and mathematics. Let's get free, cross this attic, justice serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood, black power gangsters. Banging on you, pack the woods, man. Coming out of that, stop, drop and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes and socks, your bowels lost control.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, me bring my fire, man. Burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, me bring my fire, man. And burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. Look a field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fire, man. Burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, that's for you, boy. What else, man? Eh? Nah, ain't nothing rude, boy. What else, man? Alright, get that wood out your mouth. Fuck your mama, bum, buck. Faggot motherfucker.
Sitting in this place to me seems like paradise, but life is a gamble like the roll of a pair of dice. Trying to get checks on the side like a pair of knights. My black skin is beautiful, you palms don't wear it right. Protected by my essence and protected by my weapon. My Bible is a rifle, my Quran is a bomb. To strike down my enemies, my knife is my psalm. God bless your soul, I got your life in my palm. No love for my enemies, God said you'll send to me. Knowledge of myself, you ain't my friend, so don't pretend to be. Turning your cheek, the tyrannies are sending me. My God and my gun, I walk with him, you'll begin to see. the blessings received for fighting white supremacy. My ancestors in the G, I feel them in my energy. I still got vices like rolling up a dime of weed, but I already quit. I need to breathe when it's time to bleed. By any means, you can dream to protect the seed, because my GUN was given to me by my GOD. My holy bullet, leaving you holy, put it to your grill. You'll be killed if for mining your Tony pulling your pale skin. Bullets wet you up like well skin. This white man is devil, I'ma send you to hell then. I'm working on my aim, no more thinking like a slave. With my guard and my gun, I'ma put you in the grave. I rise like the sun with my guard and my gun. I walk with them hand in hand like father and son. My guard told me stand strong, never told me to run. My gun to my enemies, one squeeze and you're done. I rise like the sun with my guard and my gun. I walk with them hand in hand like father and son. My guard told me stand strong, never told me to run. My gun to my enemies, one squeeze and you're done. I'm praying as I'm spraying automatics, never laying down to the cracker. I'm attacking all Caucasians, bullets make you drop like salat. All limbs I'm blazing, arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Allah is the greatest, got no love for the sand cracker, the slave trade and rapist. If you think I don't know the truth, you sadly mistaken. 600 AD, the Arab invasion of the African continent. Man in battle stations, start the African jihad. The time to start chasing, yeah, you really gon' need guard. AR's arm, aiming, hand to guard, can't reach y'all. Chaos cause changes, freedom fighters could never die. We all God's angels. I rise like the sun with my guard and my gun. I walk with them hand in hand like father and son. My guard told me stand strong, never told me to run. My gun to my enemies, one squeeze and you're done. I rise like the sun with my guard and my gun. I walk with them hand in hand like father and son. My guard told me stand strong, never taught me to run. My gun to my enemies, one squeeze and you're done.
The reason why I chased them from Uganda was because of the economy of Uganda. Uganda was going to be bankrupt. That is the reason why I chased away the Israelis.
I forget about you.
They insured the ships, they paid for the whips, they funded the expeditions, they paid for the trips, and they talk about genocide, they funded our Holocaust, they screaming out Mazel Tov from throwing the Molotov. Hit you in your noggin, now your yarmulke falling off. It's Yahweh or the highway, you'll be dead when the shot is far. When the shots hit your chest, it'll burn like Bacardi Dark. Return of the Falasha, kill the white Jew and Pasa. Because you lack the matzah to deal with my people proper. Now you gon' have to deal with this bleeping shotgun, the slumlord. The moment you see me, you know you done for. You even see my face on your TV, you better run for it. The evil Hebrew, unequal, you claim to be the chosen people. The wrath of God come to see you. No respect for Israel, you criminals set the colony. You hate me cause I'm speaking the truth, you try to silence me.
I believe in my God and in my gun. And you say, well, you don't really believe in God if you believe in the gun. I believe in God and my gun. And I pray that he will bless you to shoot straight when it's time to shoot. When it's time to shoot
for Mandela to have a truth commission,
yeah. And
give them executive clemency and pardon before they even go to court.
Yeah.
He can forgive F.W. de Klerk.
Yeah.
He can forgive John Foster. He can forgive the no good, dirty bastards of South Africa, but he couldn't forgive Winnie Mandela. We gained
Damn about your ego, fool. We're trying to get free. To hell with your new RBG shoes you got on. Don't nobody give a goddamn about that. Nobody care about who can raise their fist the highest. Who can say black power the strongest. Don't give a damn about that.
Some kind of around, playing, playing. So round, down, playing.
Black power has become nothing but a cliche today to some of you, most of you. So quick to say it, but God damn it, do you live it? And would you give your life for it? Better yet, would you kill a cracker for it? Let's just stop the bullshit and get down to the nitty gritty. Y'all ain't ready for no goddamn war against this white man.
This is the warrior class. 13 to 30 is the warrior class of any nation. The warrior class said, what can you do? You have sold them this foolish. You tell us in the Black Panther Party that we should not have guns. By your damn mind. But you proved to go to the Bible. David only had one weapon, a slingshot, struck the lion, the white giant, between his eyes, and then took Goliath's own sword and shot his damn head. You need this cracker and shoot another 41 times, 39 times, 22 times, 19, 17 times, shooting him down in cold blood, and we in self-defense will not stand up and fight the white man back. You fought in Vietnam. You fought in Japan. You fought in Uruguay. You fought in Iwo Jima. You fought in the Persian Gulf. You fight everywhere a white man tells you to fight, but you the white man don't. You fought with the white man. You fight with the white man. You hassle with the white man. You wag your damn tail with the white man. Wag your tail. But when it's time to stand up for your people, you tuck your tail between your legs and down your head and whine like a little sissy.
Got it.
While we ride, damn it, I'm gonna ride till these damn boots fall off of me. I can't stand them. Because they're in the way of our freedom and our independence. And we gotta stop bullshitting. Damn it, you better be getting prepared. Because a divine and mighty call is gonna be called. And I don't give a damn who you screwing at that moment. When you get that call, everything becomes null and void. See, living the life of a revolutionary family is like being a Navy SEAL. You're always on call. You're always on duty. In uniform and out of uniform. Which is how we're gonna survive this war.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Black Survival 2017 and Beyond, broadcasting live every Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Created by the host and founder, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Rival Liberation Party, Minister King Samir Shabazz. That phone number to call in is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press one with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some and present to others. five-star general. Taco Wolverine Shakur is in the building. Black Power.
Black power, black power, all power to the people. Can you hear me out there?
Black power, sir. Hear you loud and clear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black power, black power, all power to the people. Much respect, once again, to Knowledge Born for giving us this platform to help educate and liberate the mind of oppressed black people. To liberate. That goes out to all the black riders that's on the line. Much respect to all oppressed black people that's on the line listening in. We represent the black riders, which is the new generation Black Panther Party for self-defense. We pushing freedom or death. Freedom or death. We pushing an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. We pushing for freedom, independence, and the liberation and salvation of the black nation. Today, August 1st, the start of Black August, which is so important for our people. It goes back all the way to George Jackson, one of the most known political prisoners. But we must give DAP and honor also to those who are currently being held captive as political prisoners and prisoners of war. Free MOD, Minister of Defense King Samir, who is being held captive, buried alive under concrete and steel for pushing his black riderism, for banging on the beast. Death to white supremacy. Death to capitalism, death to imperialism, death to fascism. Much respect goes out. We give honor. And we must push to free Jamil Alameen, H. Rock Brown, free Mamie Abu Jamal, free Matulu Shakur, free Russell Maroon Schultz, free Russell McGee, free Romaine Chip Fitzgerald, free Jaleel Muthi King, free many, many more comrades who was pushing on this beast, banging on the pig. Let's go back into the history of how Black August came into existence, came out of the hell of the prison system, the foul, cruel prison industrial complex. Starting off primarily with General George Jackson. Going to the history of General George Jackson, the political prisoner who we primarily focus on and follow as Black Riders, and how all of the struggles back then brought about the month all commemorate Black August, the month of fire and rebellion, and also the month of repression and attacks from the pigs in the state. Ever since we as a people were kidnapped from Africa, drug on them rackety slave ships through the Middle Passage, put in chattel slavery, robbed of our name, robbed of our language, robbed of our culture, robbed of our God, and robbed of the very essence of our being. The demons of white supremacy reduced us to subhuman, reduced us to savages. They kidnapped scientists. They kidnapped priests. They kidnapped kings and queens and broke them in the camps and reduced us as a people to subhuman, into property, like a bag of sugar, a keg of molasses, or a goat, property. If you check out their raggedy constitution, that points out that they label us 3/5 of a human being. That means subhuman, property. So George Jackson was born out in Chicago. And because he grew up in that environment, his family felt he would fall victim to the predatory community of Chicago, where tribalism and gangbanging was everywhere, poverty was everywhere. So his family decided to move him to Watts out in L.A. in order to get away from Chicago's poverty and black-on-black violence. So once they brought him down to Watts, of course, it was already also too plagued with poverty, plagued with ruthless, scandalous pigs who would gun down black people in cold blood in the streets. So being that George Jackson was moved down to Watts, as he grew up, he began getting caught up in the tribalism of that time. He ultimately joined the Capone gang. Yet George Jackson was banged out. He was pushing the Capone gang out in Watts. In the 1950s, he was banged out. Him and his crime partner was doing dirt in the street, committing little robberies and stick-ups. So once they robbed this one gas station, the pigs hit the scene, caught him on sight, and they shot George Jackson up. One of his partners got away, though. So as George Jackson sat in the back of the pig car and was bleeding out, the pigs had the scandalous nerve to try to interrogate him and get him to snitch on his partner that got away. And he would receive medical treatment immediately if he snitched on his partner. But of course, George Jackson refused to. But this was the beginning of George Jackson's conflict with the pigs. A lot of time we study George Jackson, we don't look at that serious point. We don't look at the fact that the pig shot him up before his life even took off in a revolutionary perspective and manner. This conflict, this clash of George Jackson being shot up was one of the first things that sparked off his revolutionary black consciousness. This is vital to understand. So he was sent to jail. In that time, he was put in a holding tank. He decided to tie a cab up in order to break out and took his wristband, slid by the pigs, and actually broke out of jail and went on the run. And while he was on the run with a 4-5. And he was in plenty of shootouts with the pig before his full black revolutionary consciousness even took hold, because he was feeling like he was already in a state of rebellion. Our people must understand that crime is a form of rebellion. It is corrosive and it must be transformed, like George Jackson taught us, from the criminal mentality into the revolutionary mentality. The criminal is one who refuses to accept the hypocritical system of one society, a white society dominating over a black society. Form of rebellion is usually crime, because deep within the inner recesses of our African minds, we refuse to accept the poverty. We refuse to accept being exterminated. This is why we must educate our people and transform them into revolutionaries before they get caught up in the prison system, which is what it's designed for. The prison system, jail, all of this is to capture us before we gain true black revolutionary consciousness on the streets. So they want to lock it down before it takes hold. And this is what happened with George Jackson. So ultimately, he got caught after breaking out of jail. He was sent to YA out in California and was put through military training and drilling, forced to by the pigs to march back and forth to Chow Hall, back and forth to showers. He had learned even at that point that the prison system was ruled by militarism, forcing our people into powerlessness, hopelessness, and forcing us to abide by the rules and regulations with a gun pointed at our head. This is what white supremacy and capitalism does, forces us into servitude and ultimately extermination. So after George Jackson got out of YA, he got back with his homie from the Capone gang, still banged out, still hot after being shot, still hot after playing a shootout with the pigs. So him and his homie decide to hit a lick to rob a gas station for $70. And he was captured. And because he had committed so many felonies at that time in the 1960s, they had a 1 year to life indeterminate sentence, similar how they got the racist scandalous three strikes on your outlaw today to repress our people, to exterminate our people. But back then, they had 1 year to life for indeterminate sentence. So because George had committed two already, they gave him 1 year to life for a punk-ass $70 robbery. So it was based on the pig's discretion. It was based on the pig's and the prison administration whims and woes if he would ever be let out. So once he was sent into jail, once he was put in prison, there's a big difference between jail and prison. Jail is primarily where you're facing your court case. Once it's decided and you become sentenced, then you go to prison, which is more of a living hell than jail. George Jackson learned about the scandalous nature of the pig guard. He learned that they sit 30 feet above our heads in towers, that they don't use shotguns no more, that they got military rifles, M14s and shit, with a barrel through the bone, through the skin, at close range, to murder our people. He learned that on the yard, if you cross the line, the pigs had a right to shoot you down. Even if you had a trivial loss of temper and had a fist fight, and if you didn't stop fighting immediately, according to the fascist system, according to the racist U.S. government, it gave the pigs the right to shoot you in your head. And because the pigs and the prison administration is constantly trying to maintain control of a vast group of modern slaves, they do like they did during chattel slavery. They create divisions and conflict amongst those they oppress. Divide and conquer strategy was put down. And it's constantly being put down within the prison system today. The Browns against the blacks and all the other races, primarily everybody against us, the black people. And they do it through trickery, through scandalousness, through working with some of the racist gangs in there designed to exterminate us. George Jackson called these dudes Hitler's helpers, a bunch of Nazis and clowns, all working with the pigs hand in hand to kill black people, to maim and humiliate black people, even though them themselves was in jail. Them themselves was in prison, being held captive by the prison administration. They had no problem with the prison administration. They had no real problem with the pigs because they was working hand in hand. And what they was doing was basically, like George Jackson learned about fascism, they were scapegoating black people right there in the prison system, blaming us for them not getting proper showers, blaming us for them not getting enough yard time and recreation time and taking out their frustration and their anger on us while being patted on the head by the pig to exterminate us. So once George Jackson learned that this prison environment was just a microcosm of the overall society, but just a small-scale version of what was going on in all of racist America, primarily by the racist white establishment constantly using divide-and-conquer tactics amongst the population, convincing the poor white people that we are the problem for their economic woes and whims, even though it's primarily the racist U.S. government. It's primarily capitalism. But the poor white folks, because they're allegiance to white supremacy, even though they don't get that much from oppressing us, they still are allowed to oppress us. No different from Hitler's helpers right there in the prison system and all these other demons like the Aryan Brotherhood and foul-ass scandalous groups like the Mexican Mafia, who had formulated around that time of George Jackson. So George Jackson and his other comrades, Big Jake, W.L. Nolan, James Carr, all them started studying because the Mexicans and whites was attacking black people regularly, and there was no defense system set up. They was upset while the blacks constantly foolishly continued to fight amongst each other. They decided to form unity, to form a defense system. So the Capone gang within the prison system, primarily Soledad, went from the Capone gang to the Wolf Pack. This Wolf Pack was devoid of a lot of the politics that came later. Their primary duty was to defend black people once they were assaulted by these racist skinheads or the pig system. So they start also organizing petitions and hunger strikes and work stoppages. They start pushing grievances. They start pushing 602s. They start pushing different lawsuits in order to change the scandalous, evil, decrepit, foul conditions that exist in the prison system. So, because of this transformation, they start studying Marx. They start studying Lenin, Trotsky, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey. They start studying Che Guevara, Fidel Castro. They learned of Ho Chi Minh the Dragon, General Giap. So, of course, they were constantly in and out of solitary confinement and being repressed by the pigs for organizing this unity, for organizing against the foul prison conditions. So around that same time, Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale created the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense out in Chicago, out in Oakland, in 1966. So this was extremely important because once they start moving on the pig and patrolling the pig openly with armed, Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale start getting repressed. And then they marched on Sacramento State Capitol openly armed to defy the Mofford Act, to defy the racist U.S. government. Of course, later on, Huey P. Newton got into a shootout with the pig and was put in jail and was facing the criminal justice system for the murder of a pig. So that kicked off the Free Huey movement. Ultimately, Huey P. Newton was sentenced and was put in San Luis Obispo prison, locked down. At that time, there wasn't too many Black Panthers in prison. So through communication through the prison grapevine, Huey P. Newton learned of George Jackson. They start communicating. And George Jackson and a lot of his comrades created the BGF, the Black Guerrilla Family. They wanted to merge it, and they linked up. So George Jackson became the field marshal of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And he organized one of the first prison chapters, Soledad. So, of course, all of this had the pigs and the prison administration hot as hell, had racist Ronald Reagan hot as hell. Scandalous J. Gay Edgar Hoover was hot as hell. Nixon was hot as hell. The racist U.S. government was doing everything they could with the counterintelligence program to destroy the Black Panther Party. But you understand? The Black Panthers steadily kept growing. So with the merger and the connection, with George Jackson and the rest of the comrades, that really had them spooked. They felt threatened. So this murder, Jonathan Jackson was on the street, which was George Jackson's little brother. He was pushing with the Black Panther Party out in Pasadena and L.A. Jonathan Jackson, we got to make the connection with one of the most known political prisoners, which was Geronimo Pratt, was rolling with Bunchy Carter. Jonathan's primary duty in his job was to free George Jackson, because in Soledad, a serious situation happened. One of George Jackson's tightest comrades named W.L. Nolan, which was George Jackson's teacher, W.L. Nolan, was a strong, powerful brother. He taught George Jackson numerous things about revolution and the need to fight against the fascist state. Before he was in prison, he was a Golden Glove boxing champion. He had skills with them hands. George Jackson was already known as Karate George because he had studied martial arts and studied Ayn Pom. So the combination of W.L. Nolan's boxing skills with Karate George teaching, they began to train and educate brothers on self-defense against the pigs right there in the prison system, in the cut, in the showers, teaching them hand-to-hand in order so they can defend themselves against the racist Aryan Brotherhood, against the racist pigs, and any other motherfucker who wanted to go against black people. So it was ruthlessly repressed numerous times. George Jackson was put in a cell, and they welded his lock shut for years at a time. Think about that, being locked in a room the size of a bathroom, and the lock on the door being welded shut because you're so much of a threat to their existence. So George Jackson used the time to shape and mold and carve his mind into a weapon. He began to write letters to his family about the foul prison conditions and the need to fight against the racist fascist state. So he began to redeem himself through Marx, began to redeem himself through Lenin, through Malcolm X, through Che Guevara. He began to write and try to educate his people, his family, his mama, his daddy, and of course, especially his little brother, Jonathan Jackson. Jonathan Jackson became extremely educated by his brother. Looked to his brother, followed his brother's every word and move. So W.O. Nolan, George Jackson's homie, was still on the yard, still in the main population. And they decided to set W.O. Nolan up like they still doing brothers today. If you look at the history of what went on in Corcoran with the gladiator fight and the pigs setting brothers up, betting on their lives after they set up a fight between the blacks and the Mexicans or the blacks and the whites, gunning us down. Thing happened with W.L. Nolan. They put W.L. Nolan and a few other brothers on a yard with a large number of scandalous Nazis and Aryan Brotherhood, knowing that a fight was going to result. The pigs stood above their head in a tower 30 feet and knew the fight was going to crack. So once W.L. Nolan defended himself against the Nazi attack, then of course the pigs let loose and assassinated W.L. Nolan right there on the yard. And only a ricochet bullet hit one of the Nazis. So, being that George had just been let out of solitary confinement, later on that night, a pig got tossed off the third tier, dropped to the ground, hit it hard, and died on impact. The pigs ran to go check his body. They found a note on his chest. It said, "One down, 10 to go, motherfucker." And of course, they gaffled up George Jackson. They gaffled up Vito Drumgo, John Clutch. And they became known as the Soledad Brothers, who was political prisoner brothers, who was being held for the retaliation of what happened with W.L. Nolan. So they was all being charged with murder against the pigs. Jonathan Jackson and the rest of the Black Panther Party was hot. Huey P. Newton in jail was hot too. Jonathan being hardcore, knowing of Angela Davis working at UCLA College, being suspended and kicked out after her battle with racist Ronald Reagan. He ultimately kicked her out because she was pushing revolution. So Jonathan ran up on her, decided to get her to support her brother or his brother. So Angela Davis decided to rock with him because the brother was young. He believed in revolution so much, she decided to support the Soledad brother. This is so important to maintain that level of unity still today with the political prisoners who are being held captive right now. Push to free them by any means necessary. So the Soledad brother case became well known. Black Panthers and other black people started supporting the case, showing up to the trial deep. The pigs started getting more spooked. They wanted to kill George Jackson. They wanted to kill all of the Soledad brothers because they were organizing brothers still in there within the whole California prison system to still go against the state. They still represented a threat. So ultimately, on August 7th, 1970, Jonathan Jackson ran up in the Marin County Court building where the rest of the comrades was being held. He ran in there with some choppers, M1 and shit, playing no game, pushing freedom and independence. And the immediate release of George Jackson and the Soledad brothers. He told them demons, "All right, gentlemen, I'm taking over now." He began to disarm the pigs and pass out the weapons to the different brothers who was already in jail and told them to come with him. Grab the stupid-ass, scowling, racist judge, tied a sawed-off shotgun with some tape to his neck, mobbed out the court building and said, "Free the Soledad brothers by 12. Got outside, and the pigs unleashed from San Quentin. Shot after shot after shot on the van. But damn it, that damn pig judge head came off right along in the shootout. So all of them were murdered and assassinated in the van for attempting to free the Soledad brothers. Of course, George Jackson was hot. They moved him to San Quentin, put him on death row. But he still was organizing comrades right there. And the Davis went on the run because they said that the guns that Jonathan Jackson ran up in the courtroom was in her name. She ultimately was captured out in New York. They drug her back and charged her with murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy. She was facing the death penalty. Angela Davis was in love with George Jackson. They had wrote many, many romantic letters to each other, had plenty of visits. So we must understand the value of revolutionary love in the process of defeating the enemy. Ultimately, George decided to make his move. He snuck a 9mm and balanced it on his head all the way back to the San Quentin death row area. Whipped out that motherfucking burner and told them pigs the same thing his brother said on August 7th. It was the next year, August 21st, 1971. Whipped out that 9mm and told the pigs, "All right, gentlemen, I'm taking over now." Forced the stupid-ass pigs to give up the team, blew one pig head off, and proceeded to unloose, release the rest of his comrades that was on death row. They came out the cut, out the cell, with bone crushes, as we call them, numerous knots. They began to grab pigs by the neck and throw them in a cell, body on top of body. It was found that it was like five pigs killed that day. George ran on the yard to save his comrades after the scene had got peeped out, and he went out in a blaze of glory in a shootout against the pigs on the yard. They assassinated General George Jackson on the yard. He went out busting with his fists up on some black power shit for real dope. It would have brought about Attica out of New York, where brothers out there in the prison system took over their whole yard, took 15 to 20 pigs until racist Rockefeller sent there in helicopters with machine guns on the side to spray the whole yard. Why they made pig's head roll. This is the fire of Black August. This is the resistance of Black August. This is also the repression and the brutality of Black August. This is why still today we as a people need to liberate those who are political prisoners and prisoners of war. We must push to freedom by any means necessary. We must follow the example and the teaching of General George Jackson and how he made us understand the need for war to the knife. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, head for head, and life for life. That's all I wanted to say. Black power, all power to the people.